The 2003 Tony Awards for Excellence on Broadway will be given out this evening. The musical Nine, loosely based on the Federico Fellini film Eight and a Half, about a womanizing movie director, received 8 nominations, including Best Revival of a Musical. Nine won the Best Musical Tony in 1982, and its composer and lyricist Maury Yeston won the award for Best Score. Yeston is a prolific writer. The musicals Grand Hotel and Titanic, another Tony winner, are his. December Songs was commissioned for the centennial celebration of Carnegie Hall, and he wrote a cello concerto for Yo-Yo Ma, and that's a very short list. The Maury Yeston Songbook, a collection of 20 old and new tunes, has just been released, and Maury Yeston is in our New York studio. Thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
I'd like to start with the musical Nine, because it is on everybody's mind today, and the song Unusual Way. Now, you wrote this song 10 years before it opened on Broadway. Explain.
Well, yeah, I started writing Nine 10 years before it opened. Actually, 9 years. I started in 1973, and it finally saw the light of day on Broadway in 1982. So that would be a very long gestation period, to say the least.
What was it about the Fellini film that intrigued you enough to think it would make a good musical?
Well, you know, I was obsessed with it long before I thought I was going to be writing musicals as a career. I fell in love with that movie when it first came out. I was an adolescent, and I simply naturally gravitated to the themes. The themes for Fellini were lack of identity, problems with his sexuality, problems with monogamy, problems with the relationship between his career and his art and his self-expression and his life, which is a very clear delineation and definition of the adolescent crisis. And so I just naturally identified with Guido in that movie and with Fellini and with those themes. So it took me about 10 years before I grew up long enough to understand just exactly what it is to be an adult and to be in that crisis. By then I was writing shows, and therefore what I did was I wanted to turn my favorite movie into a musical. And I was utterly mindful of the idea that Nine was going to be a really radical show and was really going to be different, particularly since we only had one man and, at the time, 21 women on stage.
Mm. And you were writing, you know, these choirs, essentially, for 21 women's voices.
Well, that was the opportunity. Once I realized that all of these voices were in his mind, they became an orchestra. And being a composer and a musicologist, I thought, well, let's do something that's never been done before. Let's turn these women's voices into every conceivable orchestral possibility. And that's why I started with the Women's Overture. Divided my cast into, we call them ones, twos, threes, and fours. The ones have high C's, the twos have G's, the threes are Ethel Merman, and the fours are contralti. Huh? And once I had that, I simply wrote for them as if they were strings and horns and brass. And I guess it's musically, it's a love letter to the absolute infinite possibilities of women's voices, and I guess metaphorically of women.
Unusual Way was sung by Shelley Burch and Raul Julia in the original. It's a duet, but Shelley Burch sings the Unusual Way part of it. In the new production, we have...
It's Laura Benanti.
Laura Benanti and Antonio Banderas are doing it.
Well, let's say something about both of them. Laura Benanti, I think, is unquestionably the most gifted actress of her generation. And Antonio, it turns out, is just an extraordinary natural singer. He has no bad habits. He gets stronger every time he sings. He's completely adorable and seductive to both sexes. And when they sing that song together, it's just, I guess, one of the most glorious privileges I've had to have somebody interpret my work.
Luisa, my angel, light of my life. I am about to enter a realm I have never dared enter before. Wish me luck. Casanova, what an idea.
It's an extraordinarily revealing and almost embarrassing song. It's a different and very hard song to sing because it's a real song. And, you know, when you're singing about your heart breaking in two and having a feeling that you're utterly surrendering, you have to commit everything in you to that song in order to make it true.
You know, we have a copy of you singing it.
Oh, God. God help me.
Well, it's been put on when they released...
Oh, that's the bonus track.
The
yes.
bonus track on the
yes,
CD
but,
for Nine,
yeah,
and there you
do
are.
That. They do that only because they want to find ways of embarrassing the writer. And,
in a very unusual way, I think I'm in love with you. In a very unusual way, I want to cry.
Actually, that early demo of Unusual Way has slightly different lyrics than what eventually ended up in the show. Mm. In those lyrics, she actually doesn't stay, leaves. And I only realized later when I was working on the book that she would actually never leave him and would always stay.
There's an unusual dynamic, though, to hearing this, because I imagine that you were playing this for backers and angels and trying to sell the idea of the show.
Absolutely, and extraordinary angels and backers. In fact, when we were going ahead with the first production, we needed $50,000 to do a workshop, and at that time Paramount Pictures was interested in making that sort of investment. So I had to go play the score live for the president and the vice president, who at the time, in I guess 1981, were respectively Barry Diller and Michael Eisner.
Mm. Oh.
So try to imagine those two hovering over the piano listening to Unusual Way and me singing it very badly. But we got the $50,000.
Given that you have written symphonies, cantatas, concerti, how is writing for the theater different from writing for the concert hall?
It's utterly different. I guess I could communicate the difference best by saying that when I first did Nine, I was in fact a composer. I thought that what you do is you write something, and then you put it down on a page, and if you're very skillful, they play exactly what you wrote. And I thought that's what actors do. I hadn't the foggiest idea that they ignore that completely and just make it up. And once I tuned into that process, I realized that the essence of theater is not to write something and ask for it to be performed correctly, so to speak, but rather to understand that no matter what you write, somebody has to get it across the footlights to the people on the other side, and you go with that talent. That's why I wrote Folie Bergère for Liliane Montevecchi. The song didn't exist until I met her. And that's why I've completely rewritten it for Cheetah Rivera.
Cheetah gets a tango, huh?
Cheetah got a tango because Cheetah is a dancer. Liliane Montevecchi was not a dancer. And so we did this trick in 1982. I played a waltz, and we wrapped her up, I remember, in a 34-foot-long feather boa. And the audience applauded because it was gorgeous. But Cheetah is a wonderful dancer. And... you know, the Dunmar Warehouse version of Nine, which had been done in England, was redone in Buenos Aires, and we went to Argentina, and what a wonderful life they have. I mean, the theater doesn't even open until about 10:30. The show comes down at about 12:30, 12:15, then you go to dinner, and then tango. And I thought, well, I've got Cheetah, and I've got Antonio, and I've got this sort of wonderful Mediterranean spirit, and tango has become the rage. And I've been to Argentina, and my choreographer knows the tango, and let's write a new tango.
I love it! modern ideas, I simply compare.
To be a living composer in a revival, because usually, you know, it's dead guys. And so I seized the opportunity to do something new and to make Nine, not only there, but in other places, really a recreation of the show now, rather than a literal slavish representation of what had been written 20 years ago.
Is there a new Maury Yeston musical in the works?
Oh, God, yeah, there are several. as I speak to you now, I've just left rehearsal for a new version of Hans Christian Andersen, the great Frank Lesser score that Danny Kaye did in that movie, I think, in 1952. And I adapted all of Frank's music, even added some other Frank Lesser songs in it. But immediately following that, I hope to be going into production with a new show that I wrote with Peter Stone, Death Takes a Holiday. Death Takes a Holiday was a play called La Morta en Vacanza. It was written by Alberto Casella in 1928. It ultimately became a Frederick March movie. And it's got a wonderful theme. It's deeply romantic. And it's got just that sort of idiotic, dangerous aspect of it, because it sounds like a terrible idea for a musical. And my feeling is when they sound really awful, that's your first shot at maybe writing a good one.
Maury Yeston is the Tony Award-winning composer of Nine, Grand Hotel, and Titanic. The 1982 original cast album of Nine has just been released on CD. The cast album of the revival will be released this month. The show has 8 Tony nominations. The Tony Awards are given out tonight. The Maury Yeston songbook is available on the PS Classics label, and Maury Yeston joined us from our New York bureau. Thank you so much.
Thank you.